Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the catcher, Mark Salas. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting second, the center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth, the DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Salas and he is out, Espinoza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Manning reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel misplays the ball. That's an error on Teufel. Manning scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Romero reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. There goes Riles. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Romero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Romero moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ogilvy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Pete Filson now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie bunts towards the mound. Filson fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons is walked intentionally. Carlos Ponce pinch hits for Rick Manning. Carlos Ponce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ponce strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Paul Householder now playing right field. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.